Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast gig internet and a free month when you order online. You'll also enjoy a free mobile line for an entire year. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber-powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go for video chatting, gaming, working, and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit breezeline.com today.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from five unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Choose from over 50 color options available now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Is it ever too late to find a hobby? Actually, if you've any suggestions for this, do please send them in to us on the text line. Jenny is with me on the line today in Dublin. Jenny, I believe you are turning 50 soon. What realisation did you come to?
I am indeed. I'm going to be 50 in June this year. And it was a conversation that actually started at home recently, just about collecting things. You know how people collect things and, you know, music, vinyl, all that sort of thing. My partner is actually a musician, and as is my daughter. And I looked around the house recently and it was like, there's loads of vinyl records, there's drums in the house, there's guitars in the house, there's even a piano in the house because my daughter plays piano as well. And I realised I don't have a hobby. I don't actually have anything that I would do in my leisure time, in my downtime.
Yeah.
I do normal things. Like, I go for walks when the weather improves and all of that kind of thing. But that's more a lifestyle thing rather than a hobby or something I would turn to for enjoyment.
Yeah.
I watched people throughout COVID, you know, be very creative. People started gardening. And I have to say, I don't have green fingers at all. I think everything would die probably in a week.
I'm a bit like yourself, Jenny.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that end of things at all. But I just kind of realised people got, as I said, very creative throughout COVID. They started to bake, people who never baked before. All of these things, paintings. People took up musical instruments and stuff. And I suppose it just kind of came, I thought to myself, right, I'm going into a new decade. I'm thankfully very young and, you know, fairly healthy. I'm privileged to be the age I am because I know many people who didn't reach that age. So I suppose I'm looking at my life and thinking, what can I do for me?
Yeah, rather, some enjoyment.
You know, something to do for myself. Exactly, yeah.
And did you ever have any hobbies, whether it was team hobbies or that when you were younger?
No, not really. As I was saying to your researcher on the phone there, when we were younger, obviously I grew up in the 70s and the 80s and money wasn't very readily available for extracurricular activities. Like, you know, you take up a musical instrument, they're really expensive.
Mm.
So you're looking at that. And then if you don't really get into it or you don't enjoy it, you know, I would have gone to dance classes or Irish dancing, or if there was something on in the schools that I went to, I would have certainly participated in that. But I think then, obviously, as you get older and you go into the working world and then you start the process of having children, your free time becomes less and less and you start thinking less about yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all of your time then is devoted to your family and raising children. And
so
all that.
You're looking for suggestions, really, Jenny? If people have thoughts or and it is hard. Like it's hard and sometimes, and I don't mean when I say later life, I don't mean when people are necessarily older. I even think for myself, like if I was thinking of going and joining a hobby now, I probably would be somewhat deterred from some of them because, you know, people might be going back to something that they did when they were younger. They kind of have the basic skill set and that would probably deter me. But look, if people have suggestions today, if there's something you think that might be, you know, easy enough to pick up at whatever age, it's not something you have to do from early childhood, send in your suggestions, actually.
that type of suggestion, as I said, you know, I see people going sea swimming and stuff, and I don't foresee myself throwing myself off the 40 foot at any time soon. I like to be warm and dry.
Yeah,
but,
I'm a bit like yourself.
I really do admire people, and I said, God, that must be a great thing to do, and you know, to have that as, well, as a routine.
A text in from a listener says, I find it really hard to pick up a hobby when I moved county. I've no interest in sports, so I actually find it quite isolating. It's difficult to make friends. I find myself just watching TV shows as a hobby, but I don't even enjoy that anymore. This listener says, my husband is Mr. Hobby. He's something on four nights a week, running club, Spanish lessons, bowling and creative writing. It's great for him, but I feel I've nothing. I also feel that I have to pick up the slack at home. If I had four hobbies a week, who would do the homework, make the dinner? I think it's easier for some people to even have hobbies, suggests this listener. Eddie is with us as well. Jenny, stay in the line. Eddie is in Sligo. Eddie, did you take up a hobby later in life? Are you there, Eddie? Can you hear me okay?
Can you not hear me, no?
I can, Eddie. How are you? What hobby did you take up?
Well, I've always been interested in photography, but I only got a sort of decent camera in about 2018 or something like that. So by the time I got to 60, it was during COVID, and I started putting photographs that I was taking, landscape photographs mostly, up on the, there's an awful echo on this phone.
Oh, is there? Okay, we'll try maybe then and reconnect with you, Eddie, to see if that might help. Journalist Aideen O'Connell, though, is with us as well in Kerry. Aideen, what hobby have you started?
I have started swimming, Andrea. I never learned how to swim. Never. I went for a few classes when I was in primary school, but never stuck to it. None of my family can swim, so like they would have never pushed us to go to the water, go into the sea. So I decided about 2 weeks ago, I was like, I'm finally going to do it. I've been doing a bit of travelling and there's always some sort of water activity involved. And I just couldn't do anything. So I kind of have maybe a bit of a fear as well because I'd never tried before. So I took myself off to the pool last week. I've been there 3 times since. I have another lesson tomorrow, so it's going well. Yeah, it's going well, but it takes a lot to put yourself out there and do it because, especially something like swimming, I think, and even the first caller there, it's some of these things that people do from childhood. And I even watched a video before I went to the lesson, and the swimming expert was like, "Well, if you are learning as an adult, it's going to be very difficult." And I was like, "Oh my god, like what am I getting myself into?" So it's a bit of a mental thing, but you can't. You just have to push yourself. You know?
And are you enjoying it?
Yes, I am. I actually really am. And I know it's a form of exercise and I go for my walks and my runs and stuff, but I don't necessarily enjoy it. But I've been really enjoying the swimming. It's lovely. There's a really nice vibe at the pool, all different age groups. My own swimming instructor, she told me that she only started learning how to swim at 35. So, okay. Like, it's never too late. And, it's really, really enjoyable. So, hopefully by the summer... I'll be doing that.
Yeah, you have full time. Jenny, there's no way you would be enthused at all or enticed to head to the pool or the sea.
And I can swim. Like, you know, I mean, if I could manage a few strokes.
Yeah.
But I don't foresee myself throwing myself into the sea at 7 in the morning in the depths of December, you know. It wasn't one of the... I look at it and as I said, I really admire people and I think fair play to them. But I'm going, that's not me.
Okay.
If I look outside and it's freezing, I'm not getting into the water, sorry.
Joe has made the suggestion. Joe says, I'd recommend bowls as a hobby, both indoor short mat bowls or outdoor lawn bowls. It'll suit all ages, male, female, young, old. And I'm not talking about 10-pin bowling, says Joe.
Yeah.
Joe and Calvin.
I do things like that. I do go 10-pin bowling. I enjoy all of those things.
Right.
I enjoy the cinema and things. But... And again, I would be I've become an avid TV watcher. I binge watch series.
Series, yeah.
Which was something I actually never did pre-COVID. Okay. I wasn't a big television person at all.
Eddie is back with us as well, Jenny. Eddie, you were saying that you took up photography.
Yes. Well, I'm a musician all my life, Andrea. So I basically lost all the work during COVID. And that was when I started to go to the University of YouTube and learn as much as I could about photography. And I was out taking a lot of photographs and learned a lot about editing and stuff as well. You could spend your whole entire day at it, really, from morning to night. So it's really enjoyable. It was a very enjoyable hobby. Before I lost all the work from the music, And then it became doubly enjoyable because I had so much time to spend on it during COVID. But I'm still taking photographs, and I've actually got a bit of a career going in photography now. Because I started posting stuff on Twitter. Funnily enough, it was Twitter that kind of broke me on the old photography.
Did it give you the platform to publish?
I think it's probably because during COVID, everybody was just moaning about their, you know, misfortunes, and along with the rest of us, obviously. Mm. But I said, Ash, I might as well post a few pictures that I'm taking as well. And people who were locked down away from Sligo, where I'm from, we're looking for photographs of Sligo for their wall.
No, I spotted a few of them online myself. I know. I think I spoke to you back at the time, actually, when you pivoted from the musical world into photography. That's right. A text in from a listener who says, I joined the civil defence, actually, in my mid-40s. I've learned loads of new skills and I've dozens of new friends. Plus, you can give back to your community. Brian suggests, I don't know, Jenny, how you feel about church bell ringing. Brian says it's a great hobby. You get a physical workout. Good.
If there was a church near me that had bells, I'm sure I would. I sing myself, to be honest. So I've been doing that since I was a child, and I sing in church quite a lot. So I do quite a bit of that, and I also direct a choir now. Okay. We're a voluntary group.
But sure, that's a hobby.
Music has been my predominant hobby, but I don't have anything that I feel particularly skilled at.
Yeah, well, you're looking for something else. Brian, anyway, is suggesting if people are looking for a new hobby to start at any age, he says church bell ringing, it's all about patterns, great fun, and it's not a religious activity, stresses Brian too. Also, Zumba is brilliant, says a lot of the listeners actually who've been getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends. Breezeline Internet and mobile. Get gig internet with a free month when you order online. Plus a free mobile line for a year. It's everything you need at home or on the go. Visit breezeline.com today.